Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, man sagt es Krisis, Perik, Vav, Mishnah, Beis. So in our previous Mishnah, we learned that a person designated an Asham Tali, and then, good news, he found that he doesn't need it, he was never Chayte. Sagt aber the Mishnah, Asham Vadai, Einakein. An Asham Vadai. In other words, any one of the other carbon Ashamais. Any one of the other carbon Ashams does not have the same halacha. All right, so let's stop for a moment. What are the other carbon ashams? So I'm sure you all remember from Masechta Zvachim what the other carbon ashams are, right? For sure you remember because you say karbanas in the morning, don't you? Okay, in case you don't remember, let's remind ourselves of a Mishnah. In Perek Gezel Mekayman. Zivchei Sham Mitzir Beva Ashamais, Elu Hein Ashamais. What are the Ashamais? Asham Gezelois. That's brought for swearing falsely to keep money that really belonged to someone else. Asham mi'ilais. That's if b'shoigeg, I had enough from Hegdish. Asham shifcha charufa. Okay, we learned earlier in Perik Beis what a shifcha charufa is. A half-free shifcha kananis who was taken by a wife, by an eved ivri. And another yid took her. Asham nazir. That's brought by a nazir who became tamei, Thomas Mace. Asham Mitzayda, that's brought by a Mitzayda when he becomes Tar from his Taras as part of the process. So those are all examples of an Asham Vadai as opposed to the Asham Talui, which comes on Safek. So Zakta Mishnah, Asham Vadai Einakein. Asham Vadai does not have the halachas that we discussed earlier that would apply to an Asham Talui. Because there the Rabbanan don't argue. Imachalei Nishchad, let's say a person designated an animal as an Asham, because of one of the reasons that we just discussed. And before the animal was shechted, he found out he doesn't have to bring the carbon. Now, what do you mean he found out that he doesn't have to bring the carbon? By an Asham Taloi, he didn't know whether he ate the chaylev or not. So someone told him you didn't. But over here, Maman of Shechet, what does that mean he found out? What did he find out? What did he think to start with, and what did he find out afterwards? So let's say Edom came and they said he was moil behegdish. And then it turns out the Edom turned out to be Edom Zayimim. So in all these cases of an Asham Vadai, if he found out that he, for whatever reason, does not have to bring this Asham, im Achalei Nishchad, if it wasn't shechted yet, yeitzei v'yira b'yeit. The animal goes out and just grazes with the rest of the animals. And that's a remeir held by an Asham Tali. But the Rabbanan argue. Here the Rabbanan don't argue. What was the reason that Rabbanan said? By an Asham Tali. That if he finds out about it, Before he shechts it, it already has Kedusha. Because the person is so scared, he was chayta, oh, I need a kapara. He wasn't thinking, yes, no, he was just magdish it. But that doesn't apply itself over here. Here was just a mistake to start with. It's also because of a chayt. When a person knows exactly what the score is, he's more relaxed. Okay, this is my chayt, I have to do tshuva. It says, ein simcha ka'ataras hasfekas. There's no greater simcha than figuring out what it is. The fear that I may have been chayta is a much greater fear. I don't know where I'm holding. I don't know what I'm supposed to do. Here he knows he was chayta, and he knows he has a kapara. But in Asham Tali, it's like, oy vey, I can't bring a chatas, what should I do? And maybe I was chayta. That's the fear. According to the Chachamim, that makes him say, unconditionally, it's hegdish. But Asham Vadai Einakein, imachalei nishchad, before it was shechted, he finds out that for whatever reason, it was a mistake. He thought he was Ayver Never, he wasn't. Yeitzei, the animal can go out, v'yira be'eder, and graze with the rest of the flack. However, Misha Nishchad, if he only finds out that he didn't have to bring the carbon, after it was shechted, as a yekover, then the animal must be buried. Because now it's chulin, and it's like chulin shenishchad will be azara that requires kvura. Nizrak Adam, let's say we already threw the blood on the Mizbeach, shechted it through the blood on the Mizbeach, and then we find out he had no reason to bring the carbon asham, so abasar, yeitzei lebeis hasreif, the meat is taken out to the place where these things are burnt. In fact, Gemara, why over here is it burnt? And in the previous case, we said it's buried. I mean, pashtus, it should be buried. It's chulin shenishchatu biazara that is supposed to be buried. Why burnt? So the Gemara says, there's a machloikis tanoim, the Batnura explains this, whether chulin shenishchatu biazara is supposed to be buried or burnt. Previous tana holes is supposed to be buried, and this tana holes, it has to be burnt. Vaitrezakta Mishnah Shohar Niskel Einakein. Shohar Niskel also does not have the halachis of an Asham Talui, meaning to say, Here too, the Rabbanan say, in this case, we have no problem saying that if it turns out it was a mistake, it's not a Shara Niskal. It's as if it never happened. Unlike by an Oshem Toli where they say, no, even if you were Magdashid by mistake, it has a Kiddusha. Okay, so what's a Shara Niskal? I'm sure you all learned the Sechtes Bava Kama. If a Shara killed someone, it's Chayiv Misa. Now, what we have over here is witnesses said Edus that an axe killed a person. And that axe is sentenced to be stoned. Then we find out, Edom or Edom Zaymim. Another two sets of Edom came and said, oh, you were with us at a different place. How could you have testified you saw this axe kill someone? Zok the Mishnah, im achele nisko, if we got this information before the axe was stoned, yetziv yirbe Edom, the axe can go out and graze with the rest of the flock. It's not stoned. We treat it like any other animal. Mishen Niskal, if we find out that the Edom weren't good after the axe was stoned, Mutter Behano, what's going to change is the animal will still be Mutter Behano. You can't eat it because it wasn't shechted, but you can use the hide. Its meat can be sold to someone who isn't Jewish. It's Mutter Behano, unlike Ashar Niskal, which is Aser Behano. I'm sure you remember the sugi is Baal Ashar Naki. Another thing where the Chacham have no problem saying if it was a mistake, it's totally undone. Egla Arufa. Egla Arufa is if a person was found not alive in a field. We don't know who killed him. There's a Canaan of the nearest town. They have to bring a calf. They have to go to a certain valley. They have to cut off its head, wash their hands over the calf. And they have to say, Yedeinu Leishav Chesedam Hazeh. Now, Im Achalei Nerfa, says the Mishnah. What if before they cut off the head of the calf? They figured out who the killer was. So Teitzev Etir Be'edu, even the Chachamim hold, just goes out and grazes with the rest of the flock. It's as if it was never a Shar HaNiskal. However, Mishen Nerfa, if we figure out who the murderer was, but only after they cut off the head of the cow, then to cover the Mekayim, it has to be buried in its place where they cut off the head. And here we say a similar svara to what we said by the Yashem Tali, Shal Safik Ba Mitchilasa. The whole surah of the Egla Rufa, the Torah gave us the mitzvah in such a case where we don't know. So fine, at the time we chopped it off, we didn't know. What happened afterwards is not Negeya. Kipra Sveika V'Halchala. When we cut it off, there was a kapara for Klal Yisrael, a kapara for this matziv, where there's a murderer and we don't know who the murderer is. And V'Halchala went on its way. In other words, we successfully completed the mitzvah. What happened afterwards doesn't pertain to us. Now, because we successfully completed the mitzvah, therefore it has a din of an egla arufa, which you have to bury, and it's asur behana. There is another pshat that the Batnura brings from the Rambam. In the word shar niskal einoi kain, according to the Rambam, we learn like this. Shar niskal einoi kain, says the Batnura, like an osham vadai. What's the din by an osham vadai? If you find out he really wasn't mechuyev an asham, after you shechted it, you have to bury it. But the Shar HaNiskal, if you find out after skila that the Edom weren't good, it's mutter behana. That's how the Rambam learns pshat. And how does the Rambam learn pshat of the Mishnah, egla rufa einakein? It's not like the Shar HaNiskal. The Shar HaNiskal, if you find out after it got skila, it's mutter behana. But the egla rufa, if you find who the killer was, after the head was chopped off, it has to be buried. It's Asur Bahana. All right, let's chazer over our Mishnah. The Mishnah began by saying, Oshem Vadai Einakein. The Chachamim don't argue over here by an Oshem Vadai. They don't say, even if it was a mistake, it still has Kiddusha. That's only by an Oshem Tali, because the person's so scared of the Safi, he doesn't know what to do, he doesn't have a way out, doesn't have a Kapara, that he's Magdashit regardless of what happens. By an Oshem Vadeh, if we find out that Itaka wasn't Mechuyev in Oshem, so if it was before the Shechita, let it go out and graze with the flock. After the Shechita, it has to be buried. This is according to the Shita that Chulon Shenishchut Ubi Azar has to be buried. If we found out Itaka wasn't Mechuyev in Oshem after they sprayed the dam on the Mizbeach, so then the Basar is taken out to be burnt. This is according to the Shita that Chulon Shenishchut Ubi Azar has to be burnt. Then we said, Shar Niskal Eina Kain. Here too the Chachamim say, it's not true that if there's a mistake, the halachis of the Shar HaNiskal stays. If you find out there was something wrong with the Eidim before the Skila, it goes out and grazes with the rest of the flock. If you find that after Skila, it's Mutar Bana, unlike a Shar Niskel, that's Asur Bana. As well as Egla Rufa Einakein, we also don't say that if there was a mistake, it stays the way it is. Because if we find out that we do know who the murderer is, before they chopped off his head, it goes right out as if nothing happened. It can graze with the rest of the flock. After they chopped off his head, we find out then who the murderer is. And as the name of Egla Rufa, it's buried where it is. Because the Maase of the Torah says to bring an Egla Rufa when there's a Safik. This is Mechaper and Klal Yisrael. When there's a Safik, we don't know who murdered the person. So at the time, we fulfilled the mitzvah. We didn't know. This mitzvah was fulfilled to its entirety.